Spotlight. It's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Yes, indeed. And that's the sort of, like, as I say, don't think, oh, do I ring the Ombudsman because I'm at the stage of the process where I should. The reason that he very kindly joins us in the studio is so that wherever you are in the process of your dispute, he can give you the next step. It may be not to go to the Ombudsman yet, but then the door's always open should the next step not work, because that is always the ultimate umpire. We have a call through already. We'd love a lot more. The number is 92211882, and whether it's the Education Department, the police, and of course, he's also the Energy Ombudsman. So issues to do with those matters are they're absolutely relevant as well. So if you're in dispute with Western Power and you don't seem to be able to resolve it, or any of the other energy suppliers, give us a call. Chris Field, how are you?
Yeah, good evening, Graham. I'm really well.
What keeps your staff busiest? What areas are the hot topics?
Yeah, well, it's an excellent question. So we have two jurisdictions, the Parliamentary Ombudsman jurisdiction, so all the state departments, the ones you were mentioning before I came on, and then our Energy Ombudsman jurisdiction. In the State Ombudsman jurisdiction, it's things like education, corrective services, police, child protection, all the ones you mentioned, they're the ones that people most come and see us about, not necessarily because they're the public services that are performing poorly. It's simply because, of course, they're the ones that provide the most services directly to the public of Western Australia.
Okay, so then, in the case of some of those tricky areas into which you are empowered to move, where, for very good reason, others are not, e.g. children,
yes,
child protection, what are the limit of your powers? What can you and can't you do?
Well, child protection is one of the most important areas of our society generally, and in that area we can look at the decisions that the Department of Child Protection make in relation to all sorts of decisions they might make, taking a child out of a home, putting a child into foster care. It could be simple day-to-day decisions that they're making, but they are ones that we can look at in terms of the process they followed. Have they followed the legislation, the applicable legislation? Have they followed their own policies? Have they made decisions which appear to be fair and reasonable in all the circumstances? So we're looking at the process of those decisions, and we might recommend, for example, that things are done differently. It might be an apology, it might be a change of process. We might find that they did everything, and we regularly do, very well. So it's a whole range of things that we might do.
Yeah, and I think that's the point that needs to be made, is often as not, it's a miscommunication or a misunderstanding or a missed step without malice aforethought in a situation, rather than a deliberate attempt to pervert.
Yeah, there's very few public servants in this state, and can I emphasise very, very few, who would go to work during the day thinking, I'm actually going out to make someone's life bad today.
Yeah,
exactly. It will simply be generally an inadvertence, a lack of communication, a way in which a policy wasn't followed, a process wasn't followed, not having necessarily all the material before them, not explaining a decision correctly. There's lots of things that we generally find.
And I guess the next thing is, I've got a trivial example of my own, that I was in touch with a state government department over a particular claim, and rang the number, got a letter saying, call us on this, we might be able to help you, so I rang as I was asked. And I was given some advice by the first person to whom I spoke, which was purely, I mean, totally, 100%, the intention was to help me, make life easier for me, make this thing go quicker. And 2 hours later, I had to call back because it wasn't going anywhere. And the second person to whom I spoke said, oh, look, I'm really sorry, but you shouldn't have been given, that initial advice was wrong. Now, it's trivial, but it illustrates what I'm saying, that the first person was 100% trying to help me. They weren't trying to frustrate me. They simply gave me wrong advice. And I'm, because of the recording and phone calls and so on, I'm sure that'll be checked. But there was no intent to do anything but help.
No, look, and as I say, the intention would generally be to be helpful. Yeah. Obviously, what we're wanting from people who provide public services to us, to do that in a timely way, to provide a quality service, to do it in a way that's empathetic or sympathetic to our situation, because people can often approach public services who are vulnerable, who have difficulties, and we need to be empathetic and sympathetic about that too.
So, Chris, what powers do you have? Because, I mean, obviously people come to you saying, I'm looking for some sort of resolution of this. What powers do you have to implement that resolution? In other words, if you find no due process has not been followed and this person has been aggrieved, then what can you order?
Yeah, we can order really a very wide range of remedies. It might be to apologise, it might be to explain a decision in a better way. It might be to pay compensation. It might be to provide particular reasons for a decision, to rehear a decision. So there's really a very long list of the sorts of
things. So the Ombudsman can say to a party, you will pay this person X amount.
Yeah, look, it's not the most typical remedy, but it's certainly one, that, certainly,
it's
one that, certainly one that's possible and certainly one that is done. And then we have the power to recommend. So it is the case for all parliamentary ombudsmen, as opposed to, say, when I wear my hat as the energy ombudsman, where we can make a determination.
Right.
We have the power to recommend. But in the, I'm coming on about 5.5 years now in the role, Graeme, and 100% of my recommendations have been accepted by government.
Given that Parliament is the Supreme Court in the land, and you are the parliamentary ombudsman, so you're subject and answering to and working, if you like, with the parliament, not the government, you would be really, and let's say you're an arm of government, you'd be fairly foolish not to accept the recommendation of the ombudsman.
I think as long as the recommendations are, you know, a sensible, evidence-based, cost-beneficial, thought through properly, but you're absolutely right. If a recommendation is accepted by a department, it will go to a minister, then to the premier, and then tabled in parliament. And there are all reasons why it would always focus the mind of a department in terms of those matters.
I love that. I'm going to focus our minds on something and then take your calls.
The world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra is coming to Perth in November in a concert of unforgettable music from the 40s. Starring the Glenn Miller Orchestra, the Broadway Swing Dancers, and the Moonlight Serenade Singers. Join us on a sentimental journey down memory lane at the Burswood Theatre. By popular demand, a third show is now on sale Friday, November 16th at 8 p.m. Book at Ticketek 132849 or online at ticketek.com.au.
Proudly presented in association with 6PR. After a forklift that stacks up on quality, value and performance, Toyota Material Handling has a solution for every pallet. New, used or rental forklifts, call your local branch today. 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. For the best price on reliable earth-moving equipment, see Brookshire, Perth and Karratha. And don't forget, hire anything for your chance to win a Softail Heritage Harley in their 10th giveaway. Brookshire.com.au.
So, where's Kate?
She's researching diamonds.
Oh, better get that second job.
No, we're looking at Black Diamond solar panels from Diamond Cell Solar.
Black Diamond? Sounds fancy.
Well, they are a cut above the rest. They even come with a 30-year output guarantee to prove it.
30 years, eh? That's a lot of brownie points.
Only if you call before your wife does. Plus, there's up to $5,400 in rebates if you do it now.
Diamond Cell Solar, eh?
9209-1972.
Darling, I think we should start seeing other venues.
What?
I found somewhere better. Somewhere that has great dinner specials, like the best steaks every Wednesday.
Oh.
And has the most fun with karaoke Saturdays, plus all the best games on the big screen in the sports bar.
Oh.
And where we can wind down in the beer garden or grab a great meal in the bistro every day from lunch to late.
Oh!
That's right, honey. The Odin.
Discover the Odin. Arundel Road, Delcatta. Odentavern.com.au.
We all love a great crowd pleaser, and nothing pleases a crowd more than a bottle of Sacred Hill Cab Merlot. With its medium-bodied blend, lifted red berry notes and punchy ripe flavour, this delicious fruity red is sure to impress. And at under $10 a bottle, you may well grab a case and bring it out at your next barbecue. Only Sacred Hill could produce wine this good for so little. But don't just take my word for it. Sacred Hill Cab Merlot, a true crowd pleaser. Visit theborderly.com.au.
When does a bathroom become an asset?
When it maximises space.
When you can feel the quality and craftsmanship.
When it stands the test of time.
When the colours coordinate.
In short,
when it's a WA asset bathroom.
With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience found right here in Western Australia, WA Asset craft bathrooms at last.
Because if it's not WA Asset,
it's not a true asset.
I'm Dave Att, and in my time with the Australian and British Special Forces, I've seen some terrifying things. But it's what you can't see that's sometimes most life-threatening. If your doctors prescribe tablets to lower your cholesterol and you stop taking them, you won't see. But plaque could be building up inside your arteries till your blood can hardly flow, and you could have a heart attack or a stroke. But if you start again, you could help prevent this. So go back and see your doctor today. Visit clearoutcholesterol.com.au.
Brought to you by AstraZeneca North Ryde, New South Wales.
Now on Nightline,
It's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Yes, indeed, and we try to keep him as busy as we can because I think it's fantastic that he gives us his time, given the responsibilities he carries. And Pete is our first call.
Hello.
Yeah, Pete, go ahead. What's
your... Mate, how are you
going? I'm doing very well, mate. You've got a question for the Ombudsman, thank you.
Oh, yes, please. You know, mate, how are you?
Good, Pete, go ahead.
About the end of March, in April, I received a fine from the... riding on the train without the right ticket. But it turned out that I ended up ringing them and, well, hang on, wasn't on the train that day and all the rest of it. And they said that someone used my Centrelink card. But I'd reported it to Centrelink a couple of weeks before, and I wrote them a letter and told them that they could check the Centrelink, and I sent them a photocopy of my proof of age and my Centrelink ticket, the other one that I've got, and because they said to me, oh, no, the person was about 16 or 17, and I'm 42, and they knocked it back and said I still have to pay it. So what would the go with that be?
Well, look, thanks for your call, Pete.
Good question.
And we certainly receive complaints about the Public Transport Authority, not a significant amount, but we certainly do receive them. We can investigate the PTA. They're one of the organisations within our jurisdiction, as most government departments are. Look, in relation to that sort of case, and it, I hear cases from time to time like this, and they're that sort of mistaken identity type case that you're alleging here, where you're suggesting you weren't even using that service at the time. It sometimes arises, of course, with traffic infringements and speeding tickets and those sorts of matters. So it sounds to me like you've got records of those conversations, or at least you've had materials and you sent them through, so you've got those sorts of things available.
I've got the thing that they sent me, but I basically just wrote them a letter and photocopied my stuff and sent it to them, because they said, oh, the person was 17, and I said, well, hang on, I'm 42, and
you didn't keep a letter, Pete. Did you keep a letter of the copy of the letter you sent them?
No, I just wrote it and posted it in the mail, like old snail mail sort of thing.
If they've written back to you, they've probably got a copy of it there. That would have been obviously the basis for them writing back to you, presumably. Yeah. So what we'd like to do, Pete, is get your, if you're happy to do so, off-air with Royston, just your phone details. And what I'll do is I'll get one of my staff to call you back tomorrow, give you a call, and basically talk to you about what sort of steps we can take from here, make a phone call to the PTA and see if we can sort through this issue for you.
Fantastic. That's why I'm so keen, Nightline family, that you call through and use this great opportunity. Pete, don't hang up. Royston will be with you. Get your details and your permission, and the Ombudsman will take that away. Someone will give you a call tomorrow. We move on to Clark.
Yeah, hi. How's everything going?
Good. Thanks, Clark.
I've just got a query. I bought a phone off Optus on a plan, and the phone's faulty, and they've been sending off to repairs to Sydney. And I'm just wondering how long I have until I was told it might be 10 working days is the maximum amount of time I have to repair the phone. If I don't repair the phone, I've got some options. Is that correct?
Well, look, many years ago, I spent a lot of time working in consumer law, but Clark, what I don't want to do is give you any misleading advice on Graham's program. That would be most derelict of me. So there will be people who can give you some expert advice, obviously apart from talking to Optus and seeing what you can do in terms of talking to them. And there really are two places who give out that sort of, maybe three places that give out that sort of consumer advice. There's our Department of Commerce in Western Australia. They have a Consumer Protection Division. There's the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. They're at a federal level, but operate in each of the states, and they give out consumer advice. But there is an ombudsman that can help you with that. I'm not the ombudsman for private sector companies like Optus and Telstra, but there is an ombudsman in the country for those telecommunications providers like Optus, like Telstra, like Vodafone, and it's the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, TIO for short. And just if you've got a pen and a paper there, Clark, the number is 1-800-062-058. Very big ombudsman scheme. I know the ombudsman personally. They run a very good scheme there, and certainly they'd be happy to receive your call.
Okay, folks, do keep calling. Keep the Ombudsman busy. 9221882 is our number. And Clark, in case that one slipped by, Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, TIO, 1-800-062-058. And in the studio with us, Chris Field, the State Ombudsman, he's the Parliamentary Ombudsman and the Energy Ombudsman. So if you've got issues with Western Power or Alinta Gas or any of the providers, anything to do with energy supply, infrastructure, all of that, call us on the same number, 9221882, Wazza.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. What do you got for us?
Well, there's a little bit of background for this. My wife's a teacher. We moved overseas 2002. Had a child overseas, came back, where she then stayed at home to look after kids. I know I've been working in the resource industry. Recently, with the turmoil, I was sort of made redundant. So we thought, that's no worries, she can get back to work. But obviously there's no permanent fourth-term placement, so we thought, okay, we'll just do relief teaching. So put in the application for working with children. The problem is, you can't get a working with children clearance until you've got a job. And they want to give you a job, so you've got to work in a children's clearance.
So you're caught in the classic catch-22.
Look, we've now got the clearance because sort of someone called someone, and but, you know, there's something pretty wrong with the system.
Well, look, it's a good, it's good because it illustrates another thing you do, which is examine the processes to find things like this, don't you, Chris?
Yeah.
To make recommendations to say this shouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's a good point, Graeme, and thanks for your call accordingly, Wazza, because we don't just obviously deal with people's complaints. What we do, and hopefully we always resolve them correctly, in a way that's timely and fair, but sometimes we can, or many times we learn from those complaints issues that are arising about public administration generally, and perhaps issues that aren't necessarily working as well as they could. So whether that's the case on this particular occasion, once again, it's something that we have to discuss with the relevant department, which here would be the Department of Education. But Wazza, I'm interested in the points you've made, and it sounds to me like it's a story with some level of detail and possibly too much for over air. But certainly, if you were happy to do so, it is the sort of thing where one of my staff could have a chat to you if you gave your details to Royston, and we could just get a little bit more detail about the situation you're incurring. Obviously, working with children's certificates are fundamentally important in this state, are fundamentally important that people have those to work with children, but at the same time, as you say, you've raised an issue about some difficulty with getting one, and we'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that situation and perhaps how it was resolved, and also whether there's any lessons that can be learned about a way to improve an otherwise very important system.
If you've just tuned in, stay with us, Wazza. We'll put you back on hold, and Royston will clear all that with you. I think calls like that are great because it does give a chance to help a heap of other people in a situation where, otherwise you would have maybe a glitch in. So if you think you've come across a glitch in due process that we should know about, do get the phone and call us. In fact, you do need to be quick now. The number is 9221882. 9221882. Mick, I know you've got an issue over the Water Authority, Water Corporation. We'll be talking to you about that next.
G'day, this is Paul Murray. If anyone knows what makes a good pizza, it's Theo Kalogarakos, the WA pizza maker who went from a shop in Mundaring to being the world champion. Theo will join the morning program Chef Don Hansey for his regular segment tomorrow, and we want to hear from you about what makes a pizza great. Don't miss the morning program this week with Extra Cheese, right here on 882 6PR.
Barbara Jones talks about European Delights Cafe at Coventry Square in Morley.
Old fashioned is good. It's healthy. My signature dish is pierogi, which is dumplings with different fillings like mushroom and cabbage, blueberries, meat, potato and cheese. I love cooking because it gives me the freedom to experiment with different flavors, different herbs and spices, and the yummy.
European Delights, Coventry Square on Walter Road in Morley.
Right, well, thanks for doing this at such short notice. You're the last voiceover guy left because for some strange reason the others kept leaving. So, here you go. Take it away.
Build with InVogue or Renowned and they'll pay up to $18,000. Sorry, I can't stay.
Where are you going? This is up to me. Build with Invogel renowned in October and they'll pay up to $18,000 towards your mortgage or rent. Wow, that's a pretty good offer. For more details, visit residentialbuildingwa.com.au. Hey, wait for me!
When I first went to Bioscore for hair regrowth treatment, I was actually pretty sceptical that it'd even work. But now, I'm regrowing my own hair. Everyone has noticed. And the best part is, it was completely affordable.
Regrow your hair naturally and painlessly with Bioscore, Australia's number one hair regrowth centre. Book your free confidential consultation now and receive one free scalp treatment worth $50. Call 9380 6868 or visit bioscore.com.au.
Come along to the Sink Warehouse. You can never go wrong at the Sink Warehouse.
Don't miss the Sink Warehouse catalogue sale starting this Saturday. You can pick up your catalogues in this Saturday's West or download online at sinkwarehouse.com.au.
Join Sue McDougall on her 2013 garden tour to Europe, thanks to Travel Ride.
Hi, Sue McDougall here. I've seen the itinerary and wow, this will be a trip to remember. We'll be touring Italy, Austria, Germany, the Czech Republic and finishing in London for the Hampton Court Flower Show. It's Europe like you've never seen it before.
Share Sue's love of flora on this once-in-a-lifetime trip, departing June 2013. For all the details, call Travel Right now on 1-800-033-436.
I'm John Hughes, proud sponsor of The Big Walk, raising money for the Children's Cancer Ward at Princess Margaret Hospital. This year's Big Walk starts at 8 a.m. on Sunday, November 4th, starting and finishing at Burswood Park. You could even win a new Geely MK. Entry forms are available from John Hughes Service Centres, PMH Foundation or bigwalk.com.au. The Big Walk, supported by the West Australian, Channel 7, Asanda and John Hughes Geely. I'll see you there.
Business owners, if cash flow or bank restrictions are holding you back, talk to Bibby Financial Services Perth for a fast, flexible solution, no real estate required. That's Bibby Financial Services, BIBBY.com.au.
Now on Nightline. It's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
That's 10 to 9. Time to get to Mick, who has an issue with the Water Corporation. Welcome, Mick. The Ombudsman is listening.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Mick. How are you? Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a house leased to some people for about 6 months. And they ran up an enormous water bill. So my contention would be that the water authority was informed after about the first month that they were using an excess amount of water, but seeing that the owner paid for the water, they didn't seem to mind. So I got on, I was advised by somebody in the water authority to get on to the ombudsman,
yes,
to your organisation. And I did that, but I was reverted back to the water authority, and that's where it sits at the moment. There was a bill of about $7,000, which I paid off some of, but I didn't feel I should pay. Like I was told by somebody that you know, I'd be better off to go to a lawyer or the ombudsman. And I did speak to the people in the water, the Department of Water and the ombudsman's, your department, but I didn't seem to receive a lot of satisfaction as yet.
Well, look, thanks very much for your call, Mick, and I think it's a really good one to actually talk about a couple of positive things about process there. First of all, terrific that the Water Authority actually referred you, when you obviously weren't able to achieve satisfaction there, to the Ombudsman's Office. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear that when you've reached a certain point in a department where things aren't working through, you can come to us. What we will regularly do, not always, of course, but when we see a complaint that comes to us and we think there is still an opportunity, a further opportunity, to refer a person back to an organisation, the Water Authority, Department of Corrective Services, could be any government department, where we think there's a genuine chance that there will be a resolution of the matter. Time has shown, for just not my state ombudsman scheme, but ombudsman schemes right around the world, that that's the quickest, best way, most cost-effective for taxpayers, but generally the quickest way to get disputes resolved well. But when we do refer people back, we always say, look, if that isn't resolved in an appropriate amount of time and appropriately from your perspective, you must come back and see us. So sounds to me like, Mick, where we're at now is we need to talk to you again. we need to find out, get further into this issue, find out what actually needs to be done to resolve the matter effectively. I think accordingly, if you're happy to do so, and happy to give your, you would have already given your details to us at one stage in any event, but if you could just remind Royston off air of your details, one of my staff can call you back tomorrow and we can take this to the next stage of its investigation.
Fantastic. Don't hang up, Mick. And finally tonight, Henry.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, the Ombudsman's listening.
Yes, I've received a litre gas bill, and I noticed that on my bill there I've got a daily supply charge, account administration fee, retail market levy, and residential gas usage. Synergy don't even put those charges on, so why do we have those charges, and can you do anything about it to explain why these charges are put there?
Well, good question, Henry, and I'll put on my hat as Energy Ombudsman to answer that one for you. And we certainly, there is different, some differences in the billing systems of utilities, both in this state and right around the country in terms of fees that they may impose and the way they'll itemise those out. But the critical thing is this, is any given fee, I mean, making them transparent is often a good thing, of course, and you're quite clear about what you're actually paying. Critical thing is this, is every one of those fees correct, and is that total therefore also correct? And unless you're confident about that, the best thing to do in the first instance is call Illingsford and actually get them to explain to you exactly how those fees are levied, exactly why they are calculated according to them is correct, and therefore the total is correct. If you're not satisfied with that answer, you are more than welcome to call the Energy Ombudsman, and my office deals with 4,000 of these types of complaints a year, admittedly mostly about electricity, but certainly about gas as well, and we'll have a real expertise in being able to resolve that matter and assist you in resolving that matter with the energy provider.
Okay, Henry, again, wish you well with that. And Chris, perhaps just in wrapping this up, it's probably worth saying at some stage in every visit, and we haven't done it yet, that a couple of the calls tonight have been great in that they do, and Henry's is one of them, where they highlight a process, perhaps an issue in process or whatever. But where it is a matter of I'm not happy with the decision that's been reached, that's not really the point for you, is it? It isn't whether the decision went my way if I'm in a dispute or the authority's way. It is, did I get due process, and was the process fair? Was justice seen to be done?
Yeah, ombudsman jurisdictions are based on historical administrative law type jurisdictions, and it's really about, did you get a fair go?
Yeah.
You know, is it a fair process?
Yeah.
You know, did you get the sort of information you needed?
Yes.
Were you given chances to comment on things that were adverse? You know, did you get a fair hearing? Did you get things explained to you? Were things done in accordance with the law? Were they done in accordance with published processes and published policies?
Yeah.
Were those policies in accordance with the Parliament's laws? It's all those sorts of issues. Everything that leads up to a decision, as opposed to the actual decision itself. Generally, ombudsmen don't step in the shoes of other decision makers to actually make the decision.
Exactly. Now, if you want to contact the Ombudsman, the phone number for the department is 9220 755, and the email contact is mail@ombudsman.wa.gov.au. As always, Chris, thanks very much.
To you and your listeners, as always, a pleasure, Graham.
Great. Chris Field, the State Ombudsman, and we will be talking to you, the Nightline family, for something on your mind now that isn't relevant to what we've been discussing. Straight after the news with Lance, there'll be a perfect opportunity for you to raise it and talk about it, kick it around, chew the fat, whichever of the euphemisms you want to use. Pick up the phone, pick up Mr. Bell's invention, the telling bone, and give us a call. 9221 882.